So, morning, everybody, and quite remarkably, considering the weather outside, today's match is on, and therefore it's very important to hear what the gaffer thinks. And joining me now down the other end of the phone, we should be joined once again by the welcome return of FC United manager, it's Neil Reynolds. Hello, Neil, how are you?
Morning, Ben. Really good. Even better now. I've got the phone call this morning to say the game's on. So, listen, massive credit to Graham and Jimmy, the ground, you know, and everyone else has helped out with the ground this week. It's a monumental task to get this game on, but for us, we can't wait now. You know, we've been looking forward to this since the draw was made. Just really, really excited.
I mean, all the work the ground staff do. I mean, how important is it for you as a manager and the coaching staff and the players that, you know, even when it's been monsoon-like for the last 64 hours or so, how important is it that, you know, you can get games on and there are no breaks in the calendar?
I can't mention the ground staff enough to me. You know, I've run out of superlatives to pay them, Ben. You know, they're absolutely incredible. And for us, you know, as a football club, you know, it's like being a professional footballer because there'll be lots of pitches that games call off up and down our level of football today. And, you know, and we're not. We're very much on. And that's just a massive credit, again, to the team. And for me, you know, we need continuity, you know, in the season. We need to be playing back-to-back games. And because we've got such a talented group who look after the ground, we're able to do that. So our preparations have, you know, are going to come to fruition today, and hopefully, you know, we can reward them and everyone coming on the ground today with a really good win, because we're desperate to stay in this competition and desperate to do well.
Yes, absolutely. And Kettering Town's the visitors today, currently third bottom in the National League North, 4 wins to their name all season, but from what I could gather, they're a typical National League North side. I mean, what are you expecting?
They are. I mean, I went to watch them a couple of weeks ago at Curzon, and I know Cox has gone in there and done really well. I think they're 8 unbeaten. You know, I know how he lines his sides up, and they will be hard to break down. You know, they are typical, you know, what we faced last season, where teams go back to front quickly. They're very reliant on the set pieces. They're a massive team, very, very experienced as a back five. And listen, we're going to have to be at our very best. You know, I'm not even looking at the league position, because they're a league above us, you know, and we're very much the underdogs today. But like a fan said to me this morning, you know, if we play like we have been playing and continue to take our chances, then Kettering won't be in for an easy 90 minutes, you know. But like, we know we're going to have to be at our best, but we're going into it, you know, on the back of what, 3 defeats in 23 games, unbeaten in the last 10, etc. So we're full of confidence. We can't wait. You know, we wanted a big team. We've got a big team. And you know, roll on 3 o'clock, but like I said, you know, just earlier, we're desperate to stay in this competition and do really well.
I mean, one of the players who would imagine if scouts came to watch on Saturday just to see what we're about, they're obviously going to go back and go, hey, look out for Tunde. But the goals are being shared out, aren't they? So even if they do man mark Tunde or put two players on Tunde, they've got to be worrying about some other players as well.
Listen, Matt, we know they play with a back five, and we know that Tunde will be occupied by 3 centre-halves today. So that's why we've done a lot of work on our movement and our patterns of play on Tuesday and Thursday night. The lads know exactly how to break down the back five, and you know, hopefully they're able to do that today. But listen, I wouldn't like to be a manager having, you know, looking at the opposition team sheet and see Tunde Owolabi, especially with the form that he's in. But he's so much more than the goal scorer. And like you've just touched upon there, there's other people scoring goals, and Tunde's leading the line, but then the likes of, you know, Linney, Potts, Doyle at centre-half, Dodd as an attacking full-back. You know, everyone's chipping in with goals, and it's great to see. And I'm sure that's going to continue. We're not a selfish side. We like to pass. We like to create chances. And, you know, we just wait to see who's on the end of them. Yes, Tunde's obviously grabbing the headlines with his, I think he's 21 goals, maybe. It's, you know, he's incredible. But for us, it doesn't matter who scores as long as we win. And everyone shares that philosophy. So, you know, hopefully someone gets the headlines today. It could be Tunde. It could be somebody else, you never know. But, you know, we've set out to create chances today, break Kettering down, and I'm sure that if one goes in today for us at Broadhurst Park, the noise will go up a level, and then that will give us confidence and go and create more chances and hopefully score more goals. But like I said, you know, we're desperate to win today, and I believe that we can do.
And just before you go, Neil, just a quick message to the home support. Obviously, there'll be a few people waking up, going on the bit on the hills, really, going, oh God, the game's on. A big crowd, hopefully, this afternoon.
I'm hoping for it. You know, there's been a song about, you know, 2000. I heard it last week. And, you know, I'm desperate to get that attendance back at Broadhurst Park. And today I'm hoping is the game, because people are sitting up now and taking note and talking about our style of play. And leading goal scorers in the league, and it's good to go and watch them see United again. So I'm hoping that people, you know, give credit for the people that have got today's game on. They come down to Broadhurst Park, they get right behind the lads. I mean, the noise levels in the last 2 weeks have, you know, been incredible. And I believe that if we can pack it out today and get right behind the lads, we'll do it for you. So my message is, you know, if you're at a loose end today, get yourself down to Broadhurst Park. We'll do everything we can do to win the game, and the fans do everything we can to support the lads. And I'm sure come quarter five, then, you know, if we both do that together, then we'll be in for a bit of a celebration at the end of the game.